Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Fans, get ready. Get ready. Here we go. Oh, boy. Tomorrow night, Tigers in town for three. Friday, Rangers in town for three. And then is there more baseball for our Cleveland Guardians? Oh, boy. I'm Jeff Phelps. This is Andy Baskin.
You know, Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year, looking at $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. See, I read that like I was like, instead of saying, that sounds like it's about $2.50 a month. That's like $2.50. Now, are you okay with that now?
That's great.
Okay. Good morning, San Diego.
This has been such a fun finish to the baseball season. I mean, we all clearly hope that this team does what it can do and gets into the postseason. Right now, they're tied for the last wild card spot. Tiebreakers go to the Guardians. Right now, they're sitting there. This team, without an offense, why can't we have an offense in this town? Can the Cavs start and score some points? Could that?
Sure.
Okay. We don't have a baseball team with much of an offense. We don't have a football team with much of an offense. But this baseball team without much of an offense won 15 of 16 games before yesterday. Their 10-game losing streak came to an end yesterday. Lost to the Twins 6-2. They had won 15 of 16 games down the stretch, Andy, to get back into this thing. Man, it's been so fun to watch the way they've played, and the offense has been okay. I mean, they've had some really they've had offense when they've needed it. What they've really had is the football equivalent of defense, starting pitching that has been phenomenal. And it's now, is it 17 straight games? 17 straight games where the starting pitchers have given up two or fewer runs. 17 straight games. Andy, that's silly.
It's been impressive.
That's silly good.
I'm just trying to think back
to team record.
The last time, September 4th. I know you're talking offense. Are you talking pitching? I'm talking what happened yesterday too. But you're right. Let me dive into that pitching situation. So, again, it has been truly remarkable. And, again, you're talking about a historic comeback. It would be the greatest in baseball history to come back from 15.5.
They were down 15.5 games.
So it would be it is what movies are written about, especially when you think about the plot twists of having two guys accused of what they've been accused of. And they're still getting paid, by the way. My question for you, Jeff, coming into the stretch run with six games to go, right? You're in a wild card spot, right?
Sticking right now.
With pitching. Yeah. You're in a wild card spot as of today, and you're one back on Detroit. You have six games to go. Do you continue with a six-man rotation, or do you try to figure out another way to get Gavin Williams back in there if you need him against Texas?
I wait and see.
Because right now they're teed up to go Williams, Bybee, Messick against Detroit. Allen, Ciccone, Cantillo against Texas.
Who would you throw out? Because they've all done well. All of these guys have done well.
To be honest with you, I probably, depending on how things look against Detroit for that third game, and I like Messick and I think he's been pitching great, I kind of would, he might be, I don't know.
I can see that.
And it's only because of youth, and maybe that's the only reason why I would do it, which is a bad reason to want to not, but then again, who are you switching him out for? I mean, you're either going to push Allen up, Ciccone, or Cantillo. But Ciccone would be coming back on, when did he pitch, Saturday?
You have six real viable
options. Yeah, he pitched on Saturday.
I mean, Andy, there 17 straight starts of two or fewer runs.
Yeah, you could go.
Come on.
Couldn't you go Ciccone on Thursday against Detroit if you needed to? He pitched on Saturday. That's what, 3 days rest?
Or you could just roll them all out. Let them go.
Or just do what you've been doing. Yeah, maybe.
Let them go.
Go with what got you there?
Why not?
Dan, what would you do? I'm curious on your thought.
If you get,
sticking with six?
If you get to the last game and you need somebody.
Everybody's available.
Figure it out.
Yeah. Everybody's available.
Yeah, if it's winning, you're in, then everybody's on the table. I mean, outside of whoever pitched the day previous.
You have six games. And by the way, you may have to get, if that was the case, to go win again. Although, yeah,
I'd run six-man rotation, and I would attempt to set it up. I got to look before I open my mouth.
Well, here's where
I
you are.
Where it is.
Here's where you're at. Williams, Bibee, Messick, Allen, Ciccone, Cantillo.
Okay. So you have it in front of you, Andy?
Yeah. I'm looking at it. Yeah.
Who pitched 2 days ago?
On Saturday?
Yeah.
Allen and Ciccone.
Okay.
And
because I'm trying to figure out in my head who I could get on 3 days rest on Sunday if it's winning, you're in. That was what I was going through in my head. Is there any way I can get Gavin Williams on 3 days rest with winning, you're in?
So you could bring, I mean, in a regular five-man rotation, one, two, three, four, you would go back to Williams on Saturday night, which is a Fox game. But would you do that and bump Ciccone out?
I might hold Williams. If you're in a position where Sunday is win and you're in, I want Gavin Williams on the bump.
Yeah.
That's the dude. I want the guy that can throw 98 with that 12-6 hook that makes everybody look silly on the bump.
This is great. You know how much fun this is to talk about?
Oh, it's the best.
This
is the best.
He'd be pitching on 4 days rest.
You can do that.
Williams, exactly.
That's a winner. We can make that work.
If you get to Sunday and you need it, Gavin Williams would be pitching on 4 days rest.
Right. So that's
doable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to do the math backwards to see if you could get him back on a Sunday. So that works out nicely.
Yeah. You don't even have to do anything. I mean, he throws tonight.
Killer.
And then if you need him.
You're just choosing not to throw Cantillo.
No, he's choosing to throw Gavin Williams.
I'm choosing to throw Gavin Williams. It's not a slight at Cantillo. It's just if you're going to make me pick between Cantillo and Gavin Williams, I'm going to pick Gavin Williams every time.
But that's only if the season comes down to the last day.
I mean, if you're out of it, then yes, you stay in order and don't try to push anything.
If you're out of it, it doesn't matter.
Right. You don't try to push anything. But boy, if it's either you've got to maintain what you have, you got a one-game lead and you got to maintain, or it's winning you're in, then... You know, Big Rig, here's the ball. Give me seven. I need it. I need everything you got in the tank. I'll worry about you being tired later.
We'll see what they decide to do. The beauty of it is that they have this opportunity.
I mean, they're looking at three spots here, right? Winning the Central or wild card one or wild card two. They could be either one of them.
Do you guys see it the same way? Would you give the ball to Gavin Williams and win him?
Absolutely,
you're in?
Yes. I'm just trying to figure out how
depends
who I might pull out.
Honestly, it depends.
But they would be ready to go by the second inning.
I haven't dug into any analytics about the Texas Rangers and how they hit lefties, righties, and blah blah blah, and what they've done against our guys.
Does it matter? Don't you just want your best pitcher out there? It seems to be what Detroit's doing right now, isn't it?
That's where I am.
I would think Gavin Williams is your best guy, except for one thing.
Yep, here we go. What is it?
They won 15 of 16 games. They used the six-man rotation, and all of the guys have been nails.
Well, no, we juggled a little last week, didn't we?
Yes, they did a little juggle.
Yeah.
Just a little, because that way you weren't pitching Gavin Williams and Tanner Bibee on extreme rest. They still had an extra day's rest.
The doubleheader actually kind of helped in that way.
And Logan Allen was lights out.
Yeah.
Man, was he good. Look, the big picture is this. This offense isn't good. And somehow, their pitching, again, has carried them to this point. And the offense has been good enough to support the pitching just enough to win 15 of 16 before yesterday's loss and to have you sitting there in a playoff spot right now with six games to go. It's unbelievable. Part of me, it makes part of me mad because I think, Well, if only you had a couple of more bats. Well, okay, you don't. You thought you were going to have Lane Thomas. That didn't work. And he didn't hit terribly well. You kind of assumed that somebody would emerge in right field and play pretty good ball. That never happened. You looked over at first base. You brought in Carlos Santana. He's, you know, he was your number one offensive acquisition. He's not here anymore.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Here's what I do know. Babe Naylor has looked great in the last 10 games, hasn't he?
You mean the guy you wanted to run out of town?
Who said I was running him out of town? Babe Naylor. That's what we're going
to
start calling him.
Get on a boat and go back to Ontario, kid.
He is Babe Ruth lately. 278 in the last 10 games, 10 hits, a home run, 7 RBI, 5 runs scored. Oh, come on, man. What? Where has this guy been all year?
It's all you want from a catcher is just run into 20 bombs and keep the pitching staff in order.
And he's done a really nice job of that. It I would think it sets a great tone in his mind, in the organization's mind for next year. But we're not worried about that yet.
Yeah, I'm not worried about
because
it.
Because you've got three against the Tigers.
Just keep being three against Naylor, the Rangers, man. That's all I care about.
You think you can...
And as little David Fry as possible.
If you take... If you take two out of
wonderful
three...
Wonderful person. He can't hit.
If you take two out of three against the Tigers here, you're going to be tied for the division heading into the final weekend of the season.
With the advantage, because you have the season series over Detroit.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
It is unbelievable.
But you've got to take two out of three. I mean, mathematically, no, you don't, because you still have three more to go.
Right.
But you need to take two out of three.
I agree. Win this miniseries. That's all you got to do. Win it. Just win the series.
Two out of three. All you need. You get three, well, you got something different going there, but... Boy, can you even imagine? The starting pitching has just been incredible. It's mind-boggling, actually, how good the starting pitching has been. And then the bullpen has been terrific and is, you know, follow that up. The run totals have been better as of late. You know, yesterday, you know, you hope yesterday didn't reset back to the offense that wasn't doing very well.
That was my fear. Yep, that's my only fear.
They won a bunch of games, Andy, during that winning streak where they didn't score very many runs.
Well, they were averaging like 3.5 runs a game.
Yeah.
Which is enough for this rotation, which is awesome.
They scored until the last three games of the winning streak. They had only scored more than 4 runs during that streak twice. So, the offense is still struggling.
Is the house going to be packed this week? That's my question. Especially for what we're looking at with Skubal here, too. William Skubal, come on, man.
Oh, it's going to be fun on Tuesday.
It's a playoff game. It's a playoff game. Well, I wonder what tickets
are going to be. They're all playoff games.
Yeah, but this is like game one. I don't know. It
feels like game one. You're 100% right.
It's gigantic.
It's been playoff games the entire month of September, but this one, this feels like a big boy game.
This team has won 15 of 17 games down the stretch, folks. Down the stretch. And with 6 to go, they have a chance. Are you befuddled? Are you flabbergasted? Are you stunned? Are you proud? I mean, the Guardians have a chance to get to the postseason with the worst batting average in Major League Baseball. Think about that one. 216-474-0092.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.